This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Hope in the hustings. I first came to Kolkata with the Organizers Forum more than 20 years ago. Unlike the megacities of Mumbai, Delhi, and Bengaluru, Kolkata seems largely unchanged so far. Something like the old India. The streets were full and pulsating as we came into town after midnight from the airport, which had seen an upgrade. Shops were open, people were milling about, vendors were everywhere, traffic had not abated. I didn't see any trolleys, although the tracks were still in place. In some sections, there was now a bus lane with a wall separating this faster lane from the regular traffic, but expressways, not so much. This was the same fast-moving, dirty, trash along the side of the road city of my memories, but wonderful all the same. Kolkata was old enough and politically out of favor that the new internet firewalls weren't in place, and I could finally access my email, which was a bright spot after a few hours of sleep and a cold shower. It will be interesting to discover what's new and old in the city. It's a diversion from reading the papers online, at least. I read conservative columnist David French in the Times, who basically sang lyrics from the old hit, Say a Little Prayer for Me, as he tried to beg Chief Justice Roberts to finally grow a set and confront the administration in what he and most of the rest of us understand as a full-blown constitutional crisis. He raised a specter of judicial orders, if a backbone was present in the court, that would strain to be enforced without control of the federal marshals. He underlined Trump's direct attack on the courts and their low standing in the public perception, currently because of huge ethical scandals they've refused to address and the correct feeling that many of their decisions are simply partisan and ideological. It wasn't a pretty read, since hope and prayer is definitely not a plan. The other conservative columnist, Ross Douthart, had tried an alternate approach by trying to remind the Trumpers the lessons of George W. Bush's failure and overreach. His was less a prayer than a call to caution, reminding this team, in essence of the old proverb, that arrogance leads to a fall. It's hard to believe that Trump and Musk will spend much time reading these admonitions, or will care if they do. On the other hand, there were some straws to grasp for those of us more practically minded. Some new Trump agency heads have told their workforce to ignore Musk's directive they had 48 hours to send him an email on what they did last week, or they would be fired. Not all of them, mind you, but some. The best news, though, still a slender read, could be found in reports that some congressional representatives out on the hustings with their town meetings were wrong-footed as they came to praise Caesar and got their butts kicked by their constituents, both Democrats and Republicans. Some said, too fast, too far. Others were worried about cuts to the safety net, Social Security, and veterans benefits. Some worried that the slash-and-burn system being initiated by that guy from South Africa, referring to Musk, could leave the whole country less safe. For those with a memory back to Obama days, this had the tone and temper of the Tea Party revolt at the grassroots then. We're not there yet, but for those of us who've given up on the administration caring about the much-vaunted rule of law, popular pushback from the grassroots has real political power. Trump and his team will absolutely get the message if this continues and intensifies. None of them want this to be their last election, and even if Trump daydreams about a third term, he still loves the roar of the crowd, and they are starting to move away from him and his quickly. This is Wade Rethke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.